This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Migs? I know Andy from Auburn is. Andy, are you there?
Yep, ready to go.
Well, Steve, it's time for you to get out of here. For those playing at home, Andy has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you'll only get three guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yep, let's do it.
Deep dish pizza originated in what city?
Sicily.
No.
Chicago.
Yes. What late broadcaster created the talk show The View?
Pass.
Who plays Dr. Eggman in the Sonic the Hedgehog movies?
Jim Carrey.
Correct. What is the sum of the interior angles of a pentagon?
360 degrees.
No.
540.
Correct. What is the last name of South Park character Eric?
Cartman.
Yes. Cher had the late 80s hit song titled If I Could Turn Back What?
Time.
Yes. When it comes to texting, what does ATM stand for?
At the moment.
Yes. What is the capital of Montana?
Billing.
No.
Pass.
Who plays Morpheus in the Matrix movies?
Lawrence Fisher.
Correct. Fisher. The Love Boat first aired on what network?
NBC, CBS, ABC.
ABC, yes!
Whoa.
Andy, you played the game very well, and you got 8 correct.
Awesome, I'll take it.
Oh, you could have got 9 if you were listening to the cheat sheet, but I still take 8. That's pretty good.
I have faith.
All right,
I do
next
too.
Time I gotta listen to the cheat sheet, I guess.
Yeah, that's what I like to hear.
I'm confident, though.
You know what? I'm confident in you too.
I think also confident.
Steve, you should feel a little pressure.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah, I'm just saying, Andy did pretty well.
We got a text message before we get to the game. It says, hey, Steve, can I get a shout out for my son Luke today? It is his 7th birthday. Aww. Can we get Glorious, the song? When you win. Oh. Like you said, when. Love you guys. P.S. Sarah, your best friend Amber says hi from Shane and Chehalis.
Oh, I love Amber. Hi, Amber. But it's going to be sad when you lose and you're not going to be able to play Glorious. But, well, we'll see. Are you ready?
Yes.
Deep dish pizza originated in what city?
Chicago.
You know it. What late broadcaster created
bottom
the talk
tier,
show
if you ask me
The View?
Barbara really? Walters? I mean, I still like it,
yes.
But yes.
Who plays Dr. Eggman in Sonic the Hedgehog movies?
Oh, Jim Carrey.
Correct. What is the sum of the interior angles of a pentagon?
180?
No.
360?
No.
90?
No. What is the last name of South Park character Eric?
Cartman.
Correct. Cher had the 80s hit song titled If I Could Turn Back What?
Turn Back Time.
You sounded like her.
Thank you.
When it comes to texting, what does ATM stand for?
At this moment.
No.
ATM? Is that what you said?
Yes.
Also, time mode.
No.
Pass.
What is the capital of Montana?
Billings?
No.
Kalispell?
No.
If that's even Kalispell? I don't know how to pronounce it. Pass.
Who plays Morpheus in the Matrix movies?
Lawrence Fishburne.
Correct. The Love Boat first aired on what network?
ABC.
Correct.
Wow.
Steve, okay. Well, Steve, you got 7 correct.
Okay.
And Taryn, correct me if I'm wrong, but you said at this moment for ATM.
Yeah.
Okay, just wanted to make sure. Then you lose 8-7. Congratulations, Andy, because it's at the moment.
That was a close one.
I missed it, Andy. What'd you say?
I said that was a close one. You had me nervous there.
Dude, it was super close.
Andy putting the burn in
nice
Auburn.
Nice job, Andy.
Yeah. Did you say Cowbell, Montana?
Kalispell.
Is that how it's pronounced?
Kalispell.
I thought you said Cowbell.
You don't know the lovely town of Cowbell, Montana?
Never once heard of it.
Honestly, I wouldn't be surprised, though. It's Montana. But it's Helena.
Helena.
Is the capital.
It's a good song by My Chemical Romance.
It is. Yeah. And the sum of an interior angles of a pentagon, Andy knew, was 540.
Oh, come on.
He's very smart.
Yeah, he is.
On this handy guy.
And he did know it was at the moment, not at this moment.
I feel like I could look it up and find that my answer was right, too.
It sure is not, but go ahead, try.
I'm afraid to do a Google search on what does ATM stand for.
Don't do that.
It can mean a lot of things. Well, congrats on losing.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
A cop in Idaho got a call for a rescue. And this woman had squeezed herself into a high chair at In-N-Out in Boise, and she could not get out on her own.
Had to be, do you think, late night drunk?
Yeah.
Or
maybe
just
a dare.
Stupid. Yeah. I feel like of anyone on our show, you would be the one to try that.
Yes, you're probably right.
I can do it. Watch.
Hold my beer.
Yeah, hold my burger.
But her friends, like the good friends that they are, filmed the whole thing.
Which is exactly what the three of us would do.
Absolutely. I would expect nothing less, Steve.
Right?
I would want the proof. So people in the restaurant were cheering when they pulled this girl who was stuck in the high chair out. Here's some audio.
All the way down. Ah!
Yeah!
I mean, I want to see the video. I want to see the video. I don't just want to hear it. I want to see it.
I'm picturing that that's her boyfriend.
Oh, absolutely.
We got her out. We can leave now.
Have you ever gotten yourself stuck somewhere?
Got myself stuck somewhere. When I was a kid, I was the idiot. Like you've seen it on TV shows as well. You remember those old banisters that go upstairs and they had the pole? I'm sure there's new ones that do that too. It's not like it's an old thing only. But I stuck my head in one of those.
Oh no!
And my brother was trying to get me out and try to use like the butter and this that, and I was just stuck. And
then
eventually just popped out the wood banister thing and then try to put it back in, but of course dad noticed and he was pissed.
Oh no.
Yeah, what about you?
So I can't think of any where I got stuck, but Barrett got stuck in one of our kitchen chairs that has little rungs on the back, and he put both of his legs through the rungs, but he's got kind of jacked up knees like I do. I mean, seriously, his knees.
Already?
He's got sturdy knees just like his mother, and his knees somehow you couldn't get, I don't know how he got them through, but then we couldn't get his knees back out, and now he's crying because I'm freaking out, but same thing, we had to grease up his knees a little bit with some lotion and pull him back through the chair.
Dude, Tatum did something when you said that, just instantly triggered. This is about a year ago, and it was one of those moments where I'm like, I don't know if I'm equipped to be a good dad. Those moments where you're just you're an idiot.
Yes.
So she was in her playroom, and she had one of those it's almost that American Doll series, those way too expensive dolls.
Oh, yeah.
We have the Target version, which is way more affordable. And those dolls have a little ice cream truck. So these dolls are probably about 2 feet. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, because I saw it in your house the other day.
Yes. So it's got this ice cream truck, and she was a little bit smaller. Tatum was at the time. It was about a year ago. And so she was sitting in the seat where the kid would sit. And I'm watching this, and I'm like, that's hilarious. Let me get my phone out and take a picture. And she's like, watch, Daddy. And then she tries to get fully in it. And that was the moment where I'm like, looking back on it, I should have been like, Tatum, don't do that. But she did it, and I'm watching it thinking this is hilarious, and now she got her head under it, but now she's fully stuck, and she's going, Daddy, I can't get out. dad, dad, dad. And I'm like, so I'm trying to like rip this thing. I'm trying to pull her. I said, that hurts, that hurts. And now she's freaking out and she starts crying. And I'm like in this moment of pure panic. Like, I can't believe I've just compacted my daughter. And I don't know what's going to happen, but she's freaking out. So I'm still trying. Sid comes out of nowhere because she hears the commotion. She's like, what are you two doing? I'm like, I don't know. And it's like a superhero. It took her like maybe 4 seconds, like pure mom power.
Oh, yeah.
She just knew exactly like how to pull her out like a Tetris piece.
Oh.
And I was like, thank God you were here. Because I was about to like get like, you know, a saw. I don't know what. I was just like, I don't know how to handle this.
Well, I'm just disappointed you didn't film it, Steve.
I was about to. That was the intention. I was like, this will be hilarious. I'll have her like drive around in it, and I'll send it to mom downstairs, and she'll be like, that's so funny. You guys are hilarious together. Instead, it became a traumatic moment.
Well, based on this poor woman who had to be rescued from a high chair she squeezed herself into at In-N-Out, 206-803-ROCK, and be honest with us, when did you do something so stupid that it ended up with random people laughing at you? Or when did you get stuck?
Yes.
Like us idiots and our kids getting stuck in things. 206-803-ROCK.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yesterday, as I understand it, Migs, you had to run an errand that normally is your wife's business that
yes.
she handles, but you did it.
And now I understand why she does it and I don't do it, and that is grocery shopping.
I don't do it for my house either.
It is the worst experience of my entire life. Danny, do you do the grocery shopping?
We do it together, Steve.
I have done that. We'll do, like, sometimes Tatum wants to go, and I'm like, I'll go too, because then it's fun.
Sure, I love grocery shopping.
Although, that's how we annoy my wife, like, that, because Tatum and I are like, ooh, let's get that. Ooh, let's get that. We are not good for her. Like, she's like, you guys made the grocery bill go up $70
because
you want everything.
She has two children. I get it.
Yes, 1,000%. I don't know which one's the older of the two either. So Tatum has like a stomach bug. She's just not happy. She didn't want mom to leave her side all day yesterday. So she's like, Sid's like, I haven't left the house. We still haven't got any groceries. We have nothing to make. And so she's like, I'll just order, do the online thing, and then you can go pick it up. I'm like, just give me the grocery list. I'll get it. Don't worry about it. I'll take care of it. How hard is this? I'll go to the Safeway. She gives me the list. And I swear to you, this would probably take Sid 30 minutes to do. I think it was definitely over 90 minutes for me.
For how many things were on this list?
I don't know, like 20-ish. I don't know. It wasn't a lot. It wasn't a lot.
Did you get lost, Steve?
Danny, I went down every single aisle probably 7 or 8 times to find things because I couldn't find it. I'm staring at like products. I'm like, why can't there just be an app that tells me what aisle it's in? But like, you know, maybe there is and I was just too stupid to even figure it out. It got so bad at one point. I'm looking for freaking broccoli slaw. I'm like, I don't even know what aisle this is. But I find coleslaw. So I'm like, well, it's got to be next to the coleslaw. It's nowhere near the coleslaw. I'm like, so finally I look. I'm like, I give up. I can't do this anymore. This is the last thing I need to get. I've been here too long. So I look at this lady who I thought worked there.
Oh, no.
I said, I'm like, excuse me, can you tell me where the broccoli slaw is? She's like, I don't know where it is. I'm like, well, don't you work here? She's like, no. And I'm like, oh, I saw the vest. She's like, no, I work at a furniture store. I'm still wearing my work vest. And then she like turns her body and I see the logo of the furniture store and I'm like, I'm so sorry. I've just been here a long time and I don't think I'm ever going to leave. Met a couple of listeners while I was there. They probably thought I was insane because I'm like going down every aisle multiple times. I don't know how people do this.
That is my literal nightmare that gives me the worst anxiety is being in a store and not knowing where things are. And I have called Brad from Costco. Rather than ask someone that works at Costco, where's this thing? I will call my husband and be like, where do you find the frozen berries?
Oh, I FaceTimed her in one situation because I'm like, I'm looking at all the broth. I can't find the one that you wrote down. And I'm like showing it. She's like, yeah, just look two things up. I'm like, oh, there it is. Gotta go. I was like, I can't keep. So I don't want to keep FaceTiming her and bugging her. But I've seen other people do that as well. I could tell they're on FaceTime with their significant other. So I know I'm not alone in that.
I mean, I'm impressed that Danny and his girlfriend do it together because, I mean, I don't even like to do it with Brad. I just like him to do it.
Yeah, that's always been like my favorite thing is just going to the store and like she sends me off on my little missions. She's like, oh, go get this, go get that, go get the other. And I'm like, yeah, I feel like a
spy. A secret agent.
Yeah.
So she says, of course, Danny loves grocery shopping. He steals produce.
It's true.
Oh, yeah.
On purpose? Oh, wait, that one time.
I stole one jalapeno one time that was 30 cents.
So are you allergic to asking employees for help? The one time I did, it turned out wasn't even an employee.
And then
there are some people who are walking around who I don't know if they're employees or if they're like the shopper, like the those...
Like Instacart or something?
Instacart, yeah. So I'm like, I don't even... I don't know who to ask.
Around the holidays, too, it's really hard to find an employee anywhere just because they're so busy. Like, usually everyone's checking people out.
And I don't know about you guys, but some grocery stores, I feel like they're not wearing the same things.
Oh,
it's not like, I mean, maybe they have a name tag, but if you don't see that, they just look like someone who's shopping as well. So I'm like, I don't even know who's working here.
Well, shout out to Sid and Brad and all the other spouses that do the grocery shopping for the household.
Yeah, shout out to George.
George does it. I was wondering.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Can you imagine
her trying to find anything in a grocery store?
Well, I will say. This
We could also play a game of what does George not do?
That's true.
For the household. This one time, okay, this makes no sense to me. He, you know, I decided to go grocery shopping because he had a long day. And on the list was green onions. So I'm looking at all where the other onions are, not realizing, I'm like, none of these onions are green. This does not exist. Like, I freaked out and then realized it's some long thing in a different section. And I'm like, well, that's a stupid name then.
It's like the broccoli slaw not being next to the coleslaw.
Right, it makes no sense.
And my wife wrote down for one of the things, onion. There is a yellow onion, there was a white onion, and there was another onion.
And there's a green one.
So when I got back to the house, she was like, why'd you buy three different onions? I'm like, I didn't know which one you wanted. And I didn't. I was just done.
You weren't specific enough.
My brain hurts.
So I feel you. I feel you, Steve.
Rockaholics, what is something that your partner handles in your relationship and you are so glad that you don't have to do it? 206-803-ROCK. Maybe it's grocery shopping. Maybe it's something else. 206-803-ROCK.
The Daily Mix Show.
What is something that your partner handles in the relationship and you are so glad that you don't have to? 206-803-ROCK. Chris in Roy, tell us about what your partner does that you don't have to do.
He literally takes care of everything. The house, the animals, the cars, the groceries, the cooking, all of it.
Whoa, so what do you do?
I know, right? Well,
that's awesome.
We didn't meet until I was in my 30s and with two teenage kids, and I had always done everything. So he came in and started helping, and now it's like I do the laundry. I mop the floors. I clean the bathroom. That's pretty much the only things he doesn't do.
You basically sound just like me. I pick up the poop outside the house for the dogs. I clean the toilets and do the laundry.
That's a good balance, I think.
And there are times where I'm like, if I don't do the laundry, no one's doing the laundry around here. And I gotta bite my tongue every time I'm thinking that because I'm like, there's like a laundry list of things that if she doesn't do, it's not getting done in our house.
206-803-ROCK, what is something that your partner handles in the relationship so you don't have to? Jordan in Wenatchee.
Hey, guys. Yeah, my wife she takes care of finances. And, man, I appreciate her so much for all that she does. And it's a lot sometimes, and especially in the economy and the day that we're in. And, you know, I don't think I could do it without her. So, but you know, I like to cook for her and do everything else I can for her. But those finances, I appreciate that.
Jordan, I'm kind of in the same boat. Before my wife, like there are times where I would be late on payments for things, not because I didn't have the money. I would just forget to send in the check. Or back in the day when you had to send a check in. But thank God for her for keeping tabs on like our monthly finances, because otherwise I think I'd be getting sent to collections all the time for things I could actually afford to pay.
I'm the one that does it for our household. I don't even think my husband knows like the passwords to anything.
Yeah, if my facial recognition doesn't work on my Bank of America app, I'm screwed because I don't even remember the password.
Charlie from Spanaway, what's the thing your partner handles for you?
Well, other than everything, I mean, she pays all the bills. I'd be lost. I wouldn't know who to pay.
That's like Brad. He doesn't know who to pay.
And you're not alone, Charlie. I'm looking at all these texts. My wife takes care of the bills, all the shopping online. I'm a truck driver. I have issues checking my email. Shout out to Katie, a.k.a. Spud. You are the best, and I love you. I can't live without you. Another person, my partner handles the bills. Before my husband, I was late with every bill.
It's, you know, it's all part of the partnership. You know, it's all part of the balance.
I like this one. I appreciate you for my partner for washing our dogs. My wife does it. It's just chaos. Last time I tried, I was wetter than the damn dog, LOL.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't enjoy. I do that for our dogs. I'm the groomer. And it's
worst. See, you do something for
the
house.
It's awful. 206-803-ROCK. David from Tacoma, what does your partner handle? And you don't have to.
Half a day from Guam, guys. Good morning.
What's up,
morning,
David?
Hey, yeah. She takes care of everything inside the house. I take care of everything outside of the house. And since we started the Trench Jiu-Jitsu Academy here in Northeast Tacoma, she handles all the books and everything like that. I'm just a teacher, and I cut the grass and clean the gutters. So I really appreciate her for all the stuff she does.
I'm glad you called in, David, because I also mow the lawn. I mean, it's a little patch outside of our house, but somebody's got to do it. I feel better about myself.
Good
now.
Team.
Yeah. Somebody just said, my wife is a blanking superhero, I swear to God. Not only does she handle the grocery shopping, also balances our finances. Housework, takes care of two boys at the ripe age of 2 and 5. I pick up and help where I can on the 2.5 days, but that's all dead on the weekend. She works 12-hour shifts at the hospital. Like, holy S, I couldn't imagine being in her shoes, but I do my best to help out where I can. She literally makes our family run.
She's a hero.
Yes.
The Daily Mix Show.